Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Oh my goodness, it's that time of the week already, Mason. It really sneaks up on us, doesn't it?
James.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you want to play a game?
What kind of game?
Nintendo Switch. Breath of the Wild.
You know, I have it, and I've barely touched it. I know it's something I have to get into, so yes, I do want to play Breath of the Wild, Mason.
Good, it's won many awards.
This is my Jigsaw impression.
It's really good.
Hadn't thought about it until we started.
And also,
Wasn't thinking about it while I was doing it either.
And you're on a little tricycle.
Yeah.
He rolled into the studio on that. Yeah.
He's got a lot of...
There's a lot of pageantry to that man, isn't there?
He really is. He's got a puppet. He's got some robes.
Yeah.
He's got shotguns.
Oh, he's got it all.
He's got it all.
I made a little bit of a list
and
here.
And you can have it all too, folks. He would have made a great motivational speaker.
He definitely would
folks,
have.
Folks, you can have it all. And if you don't attempt to have it all, I'll kill you. Because you're not making the most of your life. That's why I'm killing you.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Anyway, leave a like if you want. But yeah, I wrote he's a real craftsman. He's doing puppets. He's doing various escape rooms and traps. He puts a puppet on a little tricycle. It's remote controlled, so the mouth's moving by itself. It's incredible. He made a little bathroom scene. It's got tiles.
Oh.
Carrie Elwes is wearing his little blue shirt. Like, it is to the letter.
It's like cosplayers. Like, when you think about it, you know, you see a cosplay outfit and you're like, oh, they had to learn 3D printing. They had to learn, like, pattern cutting and sewing and like, electronic stuff.
Also,
and
mate,
he's got a brain tumor that's killing him fairly rapidly.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're talking about the movie Saw, by the way.
It's in the title. But, you're on the clock, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you go out, you buy a nice, you know, black silk-lined robe
with
red on the inside. But look, if you're making a little bathroom, just use a shoebox. You don't need to tile it. You know what I mean? It's fine. It's okay. Maybe he's a visual learner. I don't know what he's up to.
But I mean, as we learn in this movie, he is always watching his victims and whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe when the police show up and they're like, ooh, look at the craftsmanship, he's like, I'm pretty proud of that.
I really appreciate that, yeah.
I made the tiles in little kiln.
It does feel like a lot of this stuff would be something you'd present at like a psychopath's convention. Like it's under a sheet.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So maybe that's how he also recruits people to help him, because that happens, of course, in later movies where he's like, look, I know, just to get you on board, I've made this little wind-up puppet.
But I wonder, I feel like also maybe he'd be the guy that would leave the psychopath convention in disgust. Because there'd be too many questions. He'd be like, yes, and then they have to run really quickly through the razor wire to escape.
Okay.
And how do they escape? Oh, they don't. They just bleed out, I think.
So for what reason? What's the lesson
learned? To learn to value their life.
But they're dead. They're dying, aren't they? You've killed them.
You don't appreciate my genius at all.
We don't, quite frankly. But that's the thing about Jigsaw. There is nothing fair about him.
Mm.
The scenarios he puts most people in, they're impossible.
Yeah.
You've put them in impossible scenarios here.
Like the shoddy scenario.
Like the shoddy scenario.
What are you going to learn about your life? Really dive into every aspect of your life. Otherwise, I'll kill you. But if you're not cautiously walking down every corridor, staring down near your feet, just in case you walk past a wire that sets off all those shoddies.
Yeah.
You know, don't blame me.
Exactly.
That's your fault.
Also, he's picking on the mentally ill. There's a guy who's cutting himself because he's clearly having personal problems. And he's like, well, you like to cut yourself, do you? What, do I put you in a big box of wire? Do you like cutting yourself now? No.
No, I didn't before either. And there's, you know, the receptionist from Becca.
Yes.
He tried to kill her because she was a drug addict.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, man.
I mean, she didn't die.
Yeah.
No thanks to him, obviously.
That's right.
Yeah. I think...
You know,
We love the TV show Becker.
We do,
here.
It's true, we love it. We're a couple of Becker boys over here.
We certainly are, yeah. So I just wanted to mention that quickly because what kind of bullshit is it also where the key to unlock your cuffs is in the bath with you at the start and it just goes down the drain and it's like, you missed it. You know when you woke yeah. up? You missed it.
You missed it, sorry. It's like those old adventure games, like your Sierra point-and-click adventure games. And yeah. it's like, oh, you got to the end of the game, but you missed out on something on the first screen, so you're going to have to start again.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
There is actually a reason for it, though.
Oh.
And we'll get to it, because we are doing the first three saws.
Yeah.
For now.
Well, here's the thing. That's why, I know that this movie, it cost $1 million to make.
Yep.
And they made like $100 million.
Crazy,
so
yeah.
Obviously, they're going to do a lot of sequels, and I imagine most of the sequels are post hoc explaining things that happened
yes.
in the first movie that didn't make any sense. Because this is a movie that operates on what I believe is called fridge logic,
right.
where you watch it and you go, man, this is thrilling and exciting. Oh, yeah. This villain, oh, he's got every angle covered. And then later in the night, you go to your fridge and you open the fridge and you're like, hey, wait a minute. I forgot to buy milk. But also... that thing with the key.
Yeah.
But also, it turned out he was on the ground in the middle of the... floor the whole time,
yep.
but he wasn't breathing or moving at all no. at any point.
And he also must have dunked Lee Whannell, who wrote this movie, who I actually interviewed once, very nice man.
I remember that.
He must have dunked him in the water and then lay on the floor and then be like, shit, I hope that guy wakes up.
Right. But also he had...
But also it doesn't matter if he doesn't.
No. But also he had a little remote control
yep.
that he was triggering
yep.
to electrify their shackles. So two guys in a room who are absolutely alert for literally anything happening in a room, any clue that can help them escape.
Yeah.
And at no point are like, I think that guy's alive, actually. He's probably alive. So I imagine in the next one they're going to be like, well, actually he took one of those pills from a comic book where it slowed down his metabolism slow enough that he knew exactly what was happening at all times in the room and could operate his little zappy machine, but also you couldn't see him breathe or move
also,
or anything.
The zappy machine must have had two buttons on it because there's two trigger points
That's
in the
true,
room.
Yeah,
and he must have known which is which. And he's not looking at it.
That's true.
They probably would have been different shapes, I'd imagine. Anyway, we'll come back, I guess, to the key.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's related to something in Saw 3.
Ah,
so
okay.
So when we get to that in a few weeks, we'll come back.
For the listeners, I've only seen Saw 1,
mm-hmm.
and then I skipped right down to Jigsaw.
Wow.
So I missed everything in between, which is the most recent one prior to Spiral.
I saw Saw at the cinemas, and then I saw Saw 2, I think, on DVD. But I don't remember it other than Donnie Wahlberg is in it. And then I've never seen any other Saw.
Huh.
So, yeah. Looking forward to the adventures of Donnie Wahlberg.
A couple
next
of aficionados right here. That's what
we know
we are.
That. Yeah. Well, that's why I was excited to get into this because it's a very complicated and nonsense lore. And also, this
to be clear, I enjoyed this.
Oh yeah,
you enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Caravan of Garbage, and most people know this at this point. It's whatever. Like, there's a new Saw movie coming out.
If you've already put a comment in the comments about how much we obviously hated this
yeah.
already before, well, we should have said this early. We did enjoy this.
Tell it to Rotten Tomatoes with its something like 49% on there
really?
Or whatever. Yeah, really surprised okay. me. Yeah. Huh. So, yeah, this was going to go straight to DVD. But after great screenings, they then went, you know what, let's make it a cinematic release. And it actually got started because director James Wan, who people would know most...
Aquaman,
that's right. He's done a Fast and the Furious. He's done Conjuring franchise. He's done a bunch of great stuff. Him and Lee Whannell wanted to make a film after they finished film school, but they can only afford one room. So they challenged themselves to create a film that only occurred in one room.
And what they failed because there's a bunch of different locations
yeah,
in this movie.
Get them out of Hollywood! Well, like Hollywood, because I let anybody in, even guys who said they would make a movie in one room and they didn't.
Right.
Did you see the short film, though, that started it all?
No.
That they made, yeah. It stars Lee Whannell and it's just basically like,
huh.
it got it all started, essentially, yeah. So what I think this does well is a couple of things.
Well, but, I think it does well.
Go
a couple
on.
Of things that I think it does well.
Well, I was talking.
Well, I'm going to say, look, because you're obviously going to say this, it does really well, two men with fairly unconvincing American accents yelling at each other for 90 minutes. It does that quite well.
Sure.
And I'm like, huh, Cary Elwes is from England.
I don't think I knew that Lee Whannell was Australian when I saw this.
Huh.
So yeah, it didn't bother me. I don't know whether what bothered you, obviously, Mason.
Intensely.
Intensely. No, but a couple of things that I think it does
like,
well.
What's the secret here? Is this why they're being tested? Is this why the Saw Killer's trying to kill them? Because they've spent their entire lives faking American accents? Is that why?
It might be.
You will learn to use your real accents.
Oh, man. I mean...
It's truth.
So There's a few tributes here. For example, Mad Max, the Saw Your Leg Off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice.
For people who don't know, Saw in Australia was actually officially called Saw Your Leg Off, Mate, Why Don't You?
That's right.
I know people know that, but that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dario Argento, there's like nods to his films as well. There's a bunch of nods in this.
Is there any Princess Bride references?
I don't think
besides
so.
Cary Elwes being in this movie?
besides an actor from both of the properties.
Yeah, that's a little Easter egg for fans of The Princess Bride. One of the guys from The Princess Bride is in this.
We probably would have got a comment, so I'm actually glad you did bring that up. Mm-hmm. But the second thing I think this does well is it hides its budget really well.
Yeah.
You can see the seams, especially when you know that it is a $1 million film, but things like they only had Danny Glover for 2 days and you wouldn't know that because he's in a variety of different scenes.
Yeah.
Some of the footage also that they use to kind of pad it out, they changed to security footage because they didn't have all the complete shots that they needed. There's things like they couldn't break both of the saws they were using to saw through the chain, so they had to like pretend to saw. Do you know what I mean?
Because those are $50,000 hacksaws.
Exactly. And the driving scene, the very brief one that there is, it's hilarious when you actually know this. They're just sitting in a darkened warehouse with a smoke machine, just like turning the wheel furiously.
Do they have that classic man walking past the side of the car with a flashlight just back and forth?
I don't think they do.
Wow.
Another takeaway from this for me, though, is nobody can throw or catch in that room.
It's so true, yeah.
If Ben, who edits this, if you could put in a little montage, that'd be great. It's just fumbling around for keys and handcuffs.
They're under a lot of pressure, though.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like were I in that same situation, I probably would have done like, I don't want to throw it too far past, so I just like throw the key into the middle of the room where neither of us could reach it. They'd be like, well,
great. You've done this. Mm. Yeah.
But at which point I think the Saw killer would probably be like, he'd probably get up slightly and just nudge it in something. Because he doesn't want to see like a...
No. Do you think it'd get to a point where he'd sit up and just be like, okay, so this is essentially what I was going for.
That's right, yeah. But you can't even get an ironic death out of this now because you've dropped the key in the middle of the room. So yeah, look, yeah. I'm going to give you the key.
Yeah.
And you can, it's not going to work obviously on your manacle. But you're going to learn a lesson about family or something.
You're also supposed to look in your wallet under the photo to see that we've kidnapped your daughter as well. You haven't done that yet?
If you could look in your wallet, yeah, that's
a clue. There's so many points of failure in his plan. It's hilarious.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But this movie gave rise to, I think, two major things.
Mm-hmm.
One, escape rooms.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
which,
yeah.
I'm not a fan, if I'm honest.
Okay.
You?
No, I don't mind. Yeah. You know.
If I wanted to escape a room, Mason, I'd use the door.
Unless it's like maths-based or something like that.
No, thank you. Oh, yeah, that's true. I've done a couple
of
good
ones. Let me out. I will not do the square root of anything.
And the other is torture porn.
Mm.
Now, this isn't, I would say, strictly a torture porn film.
No.
But it did kind of rebirth this genre in a much more gory way. And I think also to the detriment of horror films because there's a lot of just bad torture porn
films. Just a lot of drills to the head.
Yeah, shit like that. And obviously it culminates in things like the Human Centipede films and shit like that.
This is more implied. Like, you know, we don't see some drills going through a dude's head, but they could have happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
One, if the cops hadn't intervened, and two, if they had the budget to put some drills through a guy's head.
Like, you don't see him cut all the way through his leg. They do a little bit of blood, a little bit of special effects, and you cut away and he's biting down on his shirt and screaming or whatever.
And then later he's dragging himself and his incredibly long pant legs across,
the
floor.
With a weird foot shape in it.
Yeah,
yeah, weird. But James Wan said that he didn't intend to make what was later referred to as a torture porn film.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really the sequels that kind of They get more explicit. And
we're in for a treat then.
Yeah, they're more kind of, the creators of this are more hands-off in the, mm-hmm. in the sequels too.
Yeah.
Also, what I like about the Lee Whannell character, first of all, he's a private eye, isn't he? He's taking photos mm-hmm. of men who are... or messing around on their wives.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the things he does, he's in a very well-lit car park, and he just leans out and he goes, click, giant flash goes off. I mean, I know it's 2004, but, like, maybe turn the flash off if you're doing some PI stuff, mate, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying. My goodness. Do you want to talk about the twist ending, though?
Yeah.
Do you remember, did you see this at cinemas at the time?
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream. Who knew what happened? Were you surprised at the time? Did you see it in cinemas? Where were you at?
I saw it in cinemas, yeah. Mm. Remind me what the twist was. Well, that he was on the ground.
Well, there's multiple twists.
Jigsaw so many was, twists. All on twists.
The floor. Benjamin Linus from Lost wasn't really the bad guy.
Yeah.
Jigsaw also has a little flavor saver. He's got one of those.
Sure does,
he,
yeah.
For some reason.
It was a style at the time.
Oh, man, Tobin Bell. He bloody lucked out getting that role, didn't he? He had to come back for 100 movies.
Yeah, that's right.
And he dies like in a couple of films down the line, but keeps showing up in various flashbacks and whatever. But... yeah, like you mentioned with that kind of fridge logic, I remember just being so caught up in the idea that this guy was on the floor the whole time
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and then he's trapped in that room forever, and what happens to Cary Elwes? He drags himself away, but does Jigsaw kill him in the hallway? Turns out, no, he comes back later in another film. But, yeah, I just remember being like, wow, that was a really like strong ending. Did you think it still holds up even though you know the twist going in?
Yeah, I think for the most part, yeah.
Because you look for little clues as well, don't you, along the way?
Yeah.
Like, apparently there's
the little clues that make up life.
Exactly.
I'm like, reverse bear trap. Is the killer a bear? He's out for revenge?
Oh, my God. That would be the perfect weapon for a bear, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's things like you see, apparently, Tobin Bell's character, Jigsaw Man,
mm-hmm.
Jigsaws.
Jigsy,
as he was called in the Australian version.
Mm-hmm.
You see him holding the little the pen light or whatever the thing. You see him when he's in the hospital bed.
Ah.
There's things like that.
That's how he done got it.
That's how he done
to
got it.
To frame what's his face.
That's right. And there's other things that kind of hint towards him being the killer, which I completely blanked on going into this movie. But anyway, Benjamin Linus from Lost. What kind of plan is, like, shoot this guy's family? What did they do? This is what I'm talking about. Like, he's just a very mentally ill and angry man also, in addition to the cancer. He's not, it's not lessons,
no,
is
that's
it?
True. I mean, that is the ultimate, I feel like that is probably the biggest flaw of this film is that, you know, the idea is like, well, I'm here to make you appreciate life by, maybe you could give me a gift certificate for a hot air balloon or something. Maybe that would see a sunrise or something. That's
a really good point.
That'd be
yeah.
pretty cool. Why you've trapped me in this box filled with razor wire?
Yeah.
But then it falls down to, well, he's crazy, isn't he? Look out.
Yeah. But I guess that's also the idea of this character that, yeah, he's a psychopath.
Yeah.
Like, he's not doing good work, is he, really?
No. I mean, except for those little model rooms with all the tiling.
Yeah, but it kind of looks like a kid made it. If I'm honest. All right, but anything else to say?
No, it's pretty good.
Got some Saw trivia.
Okay.
No, why? To you. I
why
don't.
Would I have any Saw trivia?
All my Saw trivia I put in here.
Ah.
Well, Danny Glover survives because we played the video game. I mean, it doesn't look like Danny Glover, but it's apparently the same character. So despite being shot by Benjamin Linus, he comes back.
Ah, yeah, okay,
so there
cool.
you go. Not a terrible game,
yeah, we played that, didn't we?
Link it below if
way
you
back in
check
the day,
it out.
Yeah,
absolutely. Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this here every week.
Every week.
Every goddamn Tuesday, rain, hail, or shine. Mason.
That's right.
And if you want to see them early, if you go to bigsandwich.co and sign up. We do movie commentaries there. Also, we do a bunch of bonus podcasts. Our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows, goes out there every Monday.
We take a special drug. It slows down our heart rate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You think we're not doing a podcast. We're just lying down on the floor.
Yep.
But we're doing a podcast.
We've actually done an amazing podcast, and that will be revealed at the end of the podcast.
That's right.
My God, you're going
to
love
it. If you're not
it.
Enjoying, if you listen to the podcast, you're not enjoying it. First, you're going to receive a massive electrical shock. But then you're going to be like, wow, they did it.
These guys know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But don't think about it after.
No, never think about any of our podcasts after we do them. No.
Yeah. Anyways, if you do have any suggestions for Caravan of Garbage, we are doing Saw 2 next week. But aside from that, please let us know.
Yeah.
And I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
We'll see you guys at the next thing that happens here or a podcast.
Grab that gem, you guys. If you value your life.
Do you? You should.
Yeah. It's important. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Get a hot air balloon.
No.
Get up really early.
We've talked about this. They go too early and they're too expensive.
Yeah.
Do you want to see the Melbourne sunrise from that?
Watch a video on YouTube about hot air ballooning.
Absolutely.
That's much do it any time.
There's a guy who's like dedicated his life to it who'll tell you all about it. Don't worry about it. Also, it's always strange to me that, is this staying in? I don't know. But like people who propose in these situations.
Yeah.
But you're also stuck in a basket with like another person.
That's true. Yeah.
I love it. I don't love it. All right, goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.